each municipality were selected, were from the three counties and all of the municipalities within the WMPO area, which includes parts of Pender County, all of New Hanover County, and parts of Rutherford County. They're responsible for managing the long-range transportation plan for our area and offering guidance to the TAC. It has a 25-year horizon, and it serves as our long-range plan. It's federally mandated, and it is a plan that is updated every 5 years. It's a regional plan, and here you see an area in the blue is the area of the MPO boundary, and it deals with all the comprehensive needs for our area, and analyzes what we need for transportation projects for the near term and the future. By multimodal, we state that the plan includes all of the areas of transportation that we have: bicycle, bus, car, trains, truck, you name it. The process itself was driven by you, the public. We had a series of six open houses throughout the region. Those started in May 2009, and we also had an open survey that was online and in the newspaper in both English and Spanish, and as a result of that, we had over 3,000 responses generated. And the cost of that, those responses came up with the project that we currently have. This is a short video describing the process.
That's one way to get around. Scoring
was based on the values that we received, and it was also based on a scientific process. Just an example of some of the things we looked at, including reducing travel time, maximizing our investment, getting the biggest bang for our buck, reducing areas where you had high crashes, and then also increasing the negative impact of transportation in our area. We had a term we called the ugly factor. And if you've ever driven in certain areas, you know that all you see for block after block after block is signs and sidewalks and not a single piece of green grass anywhere. So we wanted to ensure that going forward that we try to minimize those types of situations. This is a traffic demand model that was used to help rank the projects, and the model helped predict the impact of the specific transportation projects in our area. And one of the things that they came up with was how implementing a certain project, improving an intersection or adding a new street or roadway, would help reduce our traffic in one area or another, or give people alternate routes to go so that you wouldn't be jammed, say, on College Road at 4 o'clock every day of the week. Schedule right now, we are currently here in April, where we are presenting the project information to each of the municipalities. The next step in May, we'll have a full month of public input that we want to just hear information from each municipality and from the citizens of each area on what you think about the plan, what we need to change, what we want to keep. And then once we get that feedback, we'll refine it, and then we'll be coming back in the month of June so that we can adopt the plan. For aviation, the plan wants to support the development of our aviation mission section and give us alternatives on how we get to the airport, other than just by car or by taxi. For LIFE projects, there were over 200 projects that were identified. The top 10 projects are listed there. Included near on that list of the top 10 projects, you see Harper Avenue, which includes more lane restriping. And the projects include both restriping as well as new facilities for bikes and pedestrians. In terms of freight, we want to support the US 74 corridor that's going to be taking freight from the State Port and the new international port in Southport to the Charlotte metropolitan area, which is one of our key areas for moving goods from this area. Restore a rail line between Castle Hayne and Wallace, as well as upgrade to Independence Boulevard and development of the Skyway project. For mass transportation, beyond the construction of the WAVE maintenance and operation facility, some of the things that are going to impact our area specifically will be construction of park and ride facilities throughout the area, including here in Cure Beach, in Shiloh, in the Acme Delco area, in Wallace, as well as Hempstead and Castle Hayne. And it will allow us to have options, and also five express routes that will be added. And those will include everything from express buses from here to New Hampshire Regional Medical Center, as well as other areas, such as the mall and things like that. So if you're just going to get a physical or see your doctor, you can leave your car at home. Just take the bus right to the hospital and get on the show and come right back. And the BRT stands for Bus Rapid Transit, and they're going to have certain areas where the buses will move every 15 minutes along that, and you can go anywhere on that corridor in that time period. Roadway projects, we have three primary areas. The first, of course, is dealing with congestion. The second is quality of life, that includes streetscape improvement, and then safety, which is improving intersections and reducing accidents. Some of the projects that run the congestion mitigation, they include all of the TIP projects that are on the DOT, NCDOT list, as well as Cape Fear Skyway, Castle Hayne Road widening there in 133, as well as other projects there at Belleville in terms of a roundabout there and improving the access and safety there at NC 133 there in Brunswick County. There are some other projects. Again, there's that River Road project, NC 133 in Brunswick County, between US 1774-76 and Old River Road. In terms of safety, one of the areas that we'll be looking at will be River Road roundabout at Sanders Road. And then you have some other ones there in different places. Pine Grove Drive. A lot of people take Pine Grove in order to get to Mayfair. So they're going to try to improve access at that point. One of the things that we are recommending is organizing a three-county regional transportation commission. The purpose of this position will be to have an active full-time traffic transportation demand coordinator to help promote access, to help employers to utilize park and ride facilities as well as develop alternatives for their employees to get back and forth to work. Many of our large employers are sending their employees to work at between 7 and 9 each morning and then between 4 and 6 each afternoon, and it causes all of our roadways to be jammed up. If we can come up with alternatives for when they come to work or how they get to work, it can really reduce the amount of traffic that's on roadways. Our budget, it is a $2.1 billion project. A little bit over 50% is coming from state and federal highway money. You see that the local match is very small. In terms of expenditures, this is a fiscally constrained plan. So the projects that do not appear on the list will not be dropped off the list, but we have to ensure that our expenditures are less than or equal to our expenses in terms of our revenue. So in that case, we can't go over the $2.1 billion that's in the budget. As a result of that, we have many, many projects that have not been funded this time, and as more funding becomes available, those projects will be added to our area. And one of the things the plan recommends is looking at alternative ways to fund those, including local transportation fund funding, excise tax or impact fees, and or tolls. At this time, if there are any questions. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. On the on one of these slides, you have the same item listed twice. Is there any reason for that?
Do you remember where it was in fact?
It was about the bicycle. I believe it was one of the first graphs to show that. Yeah. And you had the top one was in blue, the second or third, or fourth.
The blue was the second. It was the second. Yeah.
One is improving bicycle facilities. I think it was a $100 question. It was a $100 question slide.
Yes, I think that was it. And I think both of them were the same. Yeah, that's it. I think.
Yeah.
Right. Improving bicycle and pedestrian facilities. And the same thing, bicycle and pedestrian safety.
Is that the final reference?
Are they both the same, or are they both different, or how does one
One is building more roads, roadways, putting the actual pavement marking on the streets so that they have a place they can ride, or expanding streets so you have room for bicyclists to ride with vehicles. And the other one gets to making existing facilities safer. By education or by getting lights and signs in place that tell motorists that bicycles will be riding in those areas. That's the primary difference between the two.
Okay. Neil, just one question. Do you have a sorted effort or a lobbyist of any time to make sure that the trust fund, that the highway trust fund is not robbed again? So I know the last administration siphoned off $2.3 billion out of it.
I don't know the answer to that question, sir.
I would carefully monitor what's going on in Robin.
I have a question. Actually, two questions. One, the $2.1 billion, is that funding that is in hand? For the
yes, sir.
So the funding for the Sky Bridge and for the State Port, that money is in hand?
The Sky Bridge is listed as one of the NCDOT TIP projects, and the TIP projects are not listed in that $2.1 billion. Because you know that the Skyway itself, they're projecting, depending on which day of the week, anywhere from $1 billion to $10 billion for the construction cost of the Skyway. So that figure and the other TIP projects are not inside of our budget.
Okay, so none of the, I guess that confused me, because of the things that y'all listed as priorities that are not necessarily or are not in the TIP already? These are above and beyond the TIP?
We have to list the TIP project as part of our plan.
Okay.
We have to list them.
If we don't list them as part of our plan,
it sends a message that our region doesn't support that project.
Bill, I think we got a very little in charge.
Specifically, the Skyway project?
Yes, sir.
We have three bridges that cross the Cape Fear River now, and we need another one within that 4 mile stretch.
One of the things, and the mayor asked me this question earlier about, what are some of the things we do? One of the things that my technicians do is they count traffic along that stretch, and we currently have about 100,000 vehicles that come across the causeway to access those bridges, the two primary bridges, the Memorial Bridge and the Isabel Holmes Bridge. And that bridge is only supposed to have capacity for about 60,000 vehicles. So when you're getting 100,000 a day, it ends up being gridlock. So the Skyway will help not only meet our present needs, but in the 25-year horizon, we're anticipating our region to grow at about 2.5% a year. So by the time we multiply that out, we grow from a population in our area of about 300,000 to about 600,000. And at that point, it will be impossible for those bridges to handle that capacity. So it's looking forward and saying, we're tight right now on two of the three bridges. How do we plan for the future? And that's where the Skyway Bridge comes in.
My question would be then on that third bridge that we're talking about, the 140 circle here, right? When is the rest of that road going to be going through to where it can take more of the traffic away from the other two bridges?
I believe our division engineer, Alan Polk, said that the A section has been left. It was left in March, so they should be beginning construction on it this summer. And then the B section, they're still doing the environmental portion on it. So I think that it should finish in 2011, and then they're under right-of-way acquisition in 2012, and I think they began construction. But that, if nothing changes, in 2013. And that will complete the entire I-140 bypass.
One other question. Dow Road.
Yes, sir.
It is tremendously unsafe for any bicycle head Paul would attest to be riding on that road. Is there any consideration about a bike path along there? Because I happen to know that the Army Corps said that they would allow one in the current easement. Has anybody brought that up? Or, I mean, you know, this is a tremendous safety issue for this island.
I think that the current plan, there will be improvements on Dow Road in terms of the turns right there at K Avenue. There will be some improvements there in terms of the bike path, multi-use path. I don't think that it is going to extend beyond that turn. So I don't think that's part of the plan. It will be best if you contact Mike Slosky. If you want me to have him call you, sir, I can do that as well.
Yes, sir. That would be very nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Speaking of Dow Road, on your list, it's listed as number 9 in that road improvement subcategory. Where does that fall in terms of the available funding and time when that might happen?
Everything on that list is a funded project. So, in our calculations, we went through it, it was funded. So the funds are there.
Is the FY 10-11 budget or already in the transportation budget?
There's a chart, table 1.
Yeah, that's
back of the plan.
I think it's listed number 9.
Table 1. I'm going to look at that page, sir. What Mr. Fuller was asking me was the time arrival of when Dow Road will start.
Can we turn that off?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So where it's listed that I was referring to is on the page 23. Project number W03, Range 9, Dow Road improvements between Northwest Boulevard and K Avenue.
Yes, sir, that was a project. Some of you mentioned W3, that was a project that was selected as a result of the survey process for the 2035 plan. And it shows that it has two funding sources calculated. One is the state TIP of the safety project, and then the escalated cost in 2035 is $960,000, and that is a funded project.
Okay. Well, that's, but it's just the horizon period, 2016 to 2025.
Yes, sir. That would include,
that's when it's likely, that's when we're talking about that would happen?
Yes, sir, in terms of by the time we do the acquisition of right away, and also the design and the environmental.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to understand. So the $2.1 billion is funding for the
entire 25 years. Yes, sir.
So that doesn't mean that these things are funded in this anytime soon. It's just sometimes.
I don't like that.
Some other thing better.
The Dow Road project is a bike city. Eagle bikes are back on that
improvement. I don't think there's any way they would know now, Barry, because it's not even, they haven't done acquisition.
I have a scope. They need an engineer study.
We have a scope. We have a scope for the project. I would have to go back and look at the scope of that project. But it has to look at it. I apologize for not having to answer.
That's fine.
Bill, how close or how are you working with this Skyway Ridge project? This is something that y'all were, we have a resolution tonight that would like us to sign to support this. This is something that y'all were in favor of?
It is something that the WMGO is in favor of. And as I mentioned to Mr. Fuller's question, it is a way of showing that we support the project, and by supporting the corridor map, we help protect that area so that as the funding comes available through the state loop funding, it will ensure that corridor and that footprint on the ground is still there.
and McDonald's sitting there ready to come down. So that's the primary reason why East Municipality and the WPO has been asked to evaluate that corridor plan and support it.
Well, with several conversations with Mayor Futch from Leland, yes, and he wants to go slow on this because there are a lot of questions pertaining to this bridge. And it's my understanding that some of the land acquisition may actually be investigated now by the FBI. Are y'all aware of that?
I've heard about that, sir.
I make sure everybody else hears about it. And I've heard from tonight.
The only thing I know about is that and that's for the FBI to determine, but the accusations were unfounded.
I haven't read that yet. The resolution tonight paints a very rosy picture, but I've not seen anything in any of this information that we've got what the actual maintenance cost, projected maintenance cost per year would be on a bridge like this.
There was a study that was presented by the Turnpike Authority in the fall. I'm not sure if that entire study is on the website or not. I can contact Mike and ensure that you get a copy of it, sir.
And that would be helpful, but I've not seen that, what the maintenance would be, and I understand that this is going to cost the taxpayers of North Carolina $50 million a year for 40 years.
And that would be consistent with what is currently in place for some of the other outer loops that are being constructed in Charlotte as well as in Lake County. So that would be consistent with what's currently available through the state legislature and what we anticipate as the gap funded.
And there's
going to be a toll.
And any chance this would be the first toll road that we have?
The first one out there.
Yes, sir. Are there any other toll roads in North Carolina at this time?
I don't remember, sir. It's in the presentation. It's in the presentation.
I don't know. I'm just curious.
Well, there may be some that are planned, so I don't want to answer and say that there are none that are there. I can't remember what the Carrotop Expressway is going to be. I'm not sure if it's going to be towed or another way, but the Carrotop is also ending gap funding for the Carrotop Bridge. I'm not sure if it's towed or not.
But from the concept of this bridge to today, it's already risen in price. $25 million.
I'm
going to estimate it. So, I mean, from what I read about it, it's already gone up about $25 million, and y'all haven't had done the first 3 years. Well, I'm just like on record that I will, we're five or four of us up here tonight, but I will not sign this resolution.
You want four or you want to sign?
I will sign. I'll vote against it, but I will not sign it as mayor, elected mayor, for example. I won't support it.
Thanks. No, not shooting the messenger.
Just letting you know that
before
you leave early.
Thank you. Shut that foot.
I'm
just seeing if you were changing the spot in the agenda. You just give me a
break. Make sure you check my office and your boot. Any questions from the audience? That it?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to have a little moment here to help remove some of the stuff. So with that, and I don't see
Thank you very much, Joshua.
Yeah, I don't see